There has been rioting in Nigeria following the victory of leader Goodluck Jonathan in presidential elections. The violence cut across 13 states, leaving hundreds wounded, and included the burning of churches. Heavy gunfire also echoed through cities as shouting crowds burned tires and threw stones at security forces. In a televised address to the nation late yesterday, President Jonathan called on Nigerians to quickly move away from partisan battlegrounds and find a national common ground. Election results showed Jonathan won 22.4 million votes compared to the 12.2 million votes of his nearest rival, but some rioters have spread accusations of rigging. We spoke to the Director of Communications for the Archdiocese of Abuja, Father Patrick Tor Alunku. He says Nigerians do not want a situation like Ivory Coast.
To begin with, the elections were conducted in a free, fair, and credible manner. And for the first time in nearly 20 years, Nigeria's election appeared to be really accepted by most people. And at the end of the elections, when the results were finally announced, it was a bit surprising that this pocket of violence erupted in parts of northern Nigeria. But interestingly, the voting pattern of these elections is such that Muhammadu Buhari, who is in the north, got about 12 states in which he won massively. And Goodluck Jonathan, who is in the south, won massively in about 22 states of the south, southwest, and then the north central of Nigeria. So it's very clear that he was a winner. But the reaction is from the north, and from the pictures we are seeing on television, it's very clear that these are young people who, perhaps a lot of them, who don't understand the mechanics of the entire voting and collection process, who imagine that if Kaduna State in the north and the next state, which is perhaps Kano, and Sokoto, and Zamfara, and two states, you know, which are predominantly northern states, have voted one after another for the northern candidate, he should win. But it's not exactly that way. It's very clear that Jonathan won, and it's surprising that this pocket of violence sprang up. Now, actually, what has happened since yesterday is that there's been quite some damage in some parts of Yola, Jimeta Yola, where public buildings were set ablaze, and some shops belonging to Christians were set ablaze. At least that is the information we get. You also understand that Nigeria's north is predominantly Muslim, and Nigeria's south is predominantly Christian. And so all this seemed to have played into the violence that took place yesterday. And even in the elections itself, the South voted massively for Jonathan up to the center and parts of the North. Interestingly, Jonathan won 25%, which is required for him to win. He's required to win 24 states, to win 25% in 24 states to have a clear win, and he got that. So, at the moment, there is calm in Kaduna. There is a bit of calm in Mina, but we hear that there is some pockets of violence in Jimeta Yola in the north, and also in some areas of Kafanchan, also in the north.
President Jonathan has called on Nigerians to quickly move away from partisan battlegrounds and to find national common ground. Do you think that will be possible?
I think it will be possible. Nigerians are wary of finding themselves in a situation in which Kenya found itself not too long ago, and what took place recently in Ivory Coast. And the vast majority of Nigerians do not want a crisis to go on. And so as soon as this crisis began yesterday, people from various parts of the country began to come onto television and to appeal to their own people to ensure that this violence ends. So I do believe that there is a possibility for all Nigerians to find a common ground.
Nigerians obviously have seen what went on in Ivory Coast. Is it a case of them not wanting to go where Laurent Gbagbo and Alassane Ouattara went?
Yes. Ivory Coast is a country within the West African sub-region where Nigeria also belongs. And Nigeria has actually played a major role in trying to bring down to end the violence in Ivory Coast. So we are quite aware of what's happening there, and Nigerians do not want to go in that direction. But the reality on the ground is that it is very clear that some politicians are using some unemployed youths, to go out and cause violence. But there is a hope that this will not go far because there's no basis for it. The truth is that there's no basis for this violence because there's a clear winner. And the difference between Jonathan and Buhari is about 10 million votes. It's a very clear win. What Nigerians are saying is if there is doubt about the number of votes cast, then the losing party should go to court and seek redress in the law courts. And in the past, elections have been overturned because there were irregularities. If there are irregularities, the court will overturn the elections. But so far, it would appear as if there will be no reason for that, especially for the presidential elections.